And welcome to GBBO Bake Off Bake Down, the unofficial Great British Bake Off podcast. I'm your host, Kira, and on this podcast, we are going to break down or bake down every episode of the Great British Bake Off. Things might get a little technical, but hopefully in the end, it'll be a showstopper. On your marks, get set, podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to week 9, I think, of Great British Bake Off season 12. This is Bake Off Bake Down with me, Kira, and it is pâtisserie week this week. And at the start, we had a little skit. I caught the end of it. We see the hosts, Matt and Noel, dressed up as David Bowie, and who was he dressed up as? Freddie Mercury. And then we see the judges come in and dressed up. Well, no, Prue is not dressed up. Paul is dressed up as Elvis, yes. And they say, oh, Buddy Holly. And then Prue says, it's not me. It's not Buddy Holly, it's Prue. And stop messing around or something like that. So now we see a little recap of Free From Week. And it reminded me, I don't even know if I referenced this last week, when Jürgen's sausage rolls fell on the ground and he just served them without butter. Even though they may have touched a very dirty ground with shoes walking all over. But, you know, that was just one of those things that went over our heads last week. But it is pâtisserie week this week. And yeah, it's something I admire so much. I mean, pâtisserie is something I don't understand. And I realized after today, I have a lot to learn about pâtisserie, about French, this kind of cooking. And I know that it probably takes a lot of skill, and I don't even know where you would learn that. Would you have to go to France to learn that? Could you learn that in Ireland somewhere? I would love to know, because not that I would do it, but I would love to sample some of the delights. It kind of reminds me of being in Europe and just being in all the different cities in Europe and seeing a bakery and going in and seeing these amazing delicacies. And I'm kind of like annoyed with my past self that I haven't sampled more of them. So there's 4 left, which is amazing. And we hear that there's going to be an epic 5-hour showstopper in this episode. And Christelle starts off by saying that she feels that she is the most likely to go home. And then she's kind of telling herself to stop that negativity. Giuseppe is still surprised that he's made it this far. He said he's had to buy new clothes. And Jürgen seems kind of calm enough, and Chigs feels a little bit out of his depth. So that's how they feel going into this week. Christelle, definitely, I was thinking because of last week, maybe she would be in a little bit of trouble. But you never know. This just could be the editing. They like to edit it to make us kind of think, oh, what's going to happen? And it does make it interesting, I have to say. So for their signature, they have to make 8 pâtisserie style layered slices. And again, they look amazing. They're very, very decorative. Not something I would have any experience of, but let's wait and see what they have to do. Matt looks great today. He has an octopus shirt on. He's keeping up with the fashion of Noel. So what they want from their pâtisserie style layered slices is them to be identical. They want visible and clear lines. And we see that Christelle is using yuzu curd, which is kind of, she said, it's a bit like grapefruit and some other fruit. And the judges are talking about how this is really the best of the best. These 4 they have left have all been star baker at least once. I don't know if anyone's watching UK Drag Race, but everyone, there's 4 in the final for that as well this week. And they all have a blue Rupeter badge. If you know what that is, you'll get the reference. But it kind of reminds me of that a little bit. So first up, we have Christelle, who's using yuzu, sesame and coconut. And she's using a lot more layers. They're only meant to have 3 layers, but she seems to have loads. And she's saying that she just wants to bake this week and just enjoy. And she's got great banter with it and all, as usual. And they're talking about making the jacquande and mixing it around. Or is it jacquande or is it the meringue? I don't know. I get confused. But, you know, they're making sure not to knock the air out and stuff like that. Giuseppe, we catch him in the middle of making a very big mistake. He says, oh, big mistake. He put the batter in the oven, but he didn't put the flour in. For his layered slices, he's doing tiramisu. And it just looks like the traditional tiramisu flavours, with the coffee slices and everything like that. And it was funny because tonight I actually was eating a little tiramisu while I was watching this, and that was completely unplanned. I had bought this little tiramisu that was in Lidl from the deluxe range. Little cup of tiramisu. Very interesting. Very nice. Now, next up we have Chigs. He's using chocolate ganache and raspberry mousse in his. And Paul has complimented him, saying he's getting better in his finesse every week. Finally, Jürgen is making murder at the opera. They're little themed slices. And he's using beetroot and cassis in them. So three of the contestants are making meringue-based creams. We see Jürgen using a thermometer to make his temperature go down or go up. I can't remember. Go down. And it's very funny because Noel's like, this is television, because he's just waiting. And Jürgen's like, 15 degrees to go. Chigs is constructing his layers using the freezer. Jürgen is doing his baking. And I think he's getting quite distracted by the host. I think it was Noel. And Jürgen's making his flavoured buttercream. Giuseppe is drying out his sultanas. And Matt is saying it looks like pooey porridge. And Chigs is saying he'd be gutted if he was kicked out. And then he's talking a little bit about the practice tent. And I don't know if this is a bit random, but in the practice tent this year, could they just keep practicing something until they get it right? Kind of remind me of The Simpsons, where Marge is just staying one piano lesson ahead of the kid. Could they just stay 1 week ahead of everyone else? Suppose you could. But I suppose if they were just at home, they would do the same anyway. Chigs, excuse me, where will I start from here? Giuseppe is adding in his sultanas. As I said, they're not as cold as he wanted, but he's adding them in. I wonder, are they a traditional thing in tiramisu? I never thought about it before. Matt is saying this is ridiculous in the cold light of day. Giuseppe's making chocolate triangles to impress an orange man with very blue eyes. And he's saying, let that sink in. That is quite a ridiculous thought when you think about it. Something crossed my mind. What if you were just baking and you didn't want to talk to the producers who are coming up filming you, or even the judges? No, sorry. Well, yeah, the judges, but also the hosts going around. Because sometimes I just want to focus on something. I don't want to be talking to anyone. So I don't know. Would you be allowed to do that? I suppose you'd have to do a bit of talking to them. Now, Chigs is really looking into detail on his little slices, and he sees something a little bit awry, and he says, oh, the judges will pick up on that. And Noel is saying, it's making me angry thinking that the judges will pick up on that. But Chigs look really, really fabulous. And it's time to cut now. And I've never had any patisserie like this. I really would love to. It's very gelatin-like. I think they would have to put jelly in them, which makes me wonder, could any of these be vegan or even vegetarian? Because with the gelatin, you know, it's not vegetarian. My sister's vegetarian and I have poisoned her with marshmallow once by accident. Now, when they're finished, Christelle says, are you all right, to Giuseppe? And he says, Mamma mia. So the pressure's really on tonight. So now it's time for the judging. First of all, Chigs, they like his a lot. It's really patisserie, like it's really high class. It's making Prue's mouth water. They like the sponge. There's just enough chocolate to marry with the raspberry. And they say, well done. And he gets the Hollywood handshake. Haha, but you know what's coming. Second up, we have Jürgen. They say the daggers really make it. I think Prue says it's sensational. The textures are perfect. They like the coffee, the chocolate, but they're not getting the beetroot flavour. And he doesn't get a handshake from Paul. Controversial. But Prue says, pity I'm not the handshake one. Or the one who gives the handshakes. Third up, we have Christelle. They say, I think Noel says it looks like an exotic caterpillar. Prue says it's very striking. They like the unusual texture. The yuzu is beautiful. And the sesame. And she says, oh my God, because she gets a handshake as well. And I think they say it's genius. And Noel says, you haven't woken up yet, you're still dreaming. Finally, we have Giuseppe. They like the tiramisu flavour, the soaked soft jocond, the wine, the stewed sultanas, and he gets a handshake as well. And Prue says this has been one of the most satisfactory afternoons in the tent. Giuseppe is absolutely ecstatic. Christelle thought this wasn't going to be her week, but it seems to be going well. And Jürgen says, I'm in trouble now. And he does a little laugh. And I'm just like, ah, no. But it's time for the toughest technical yet. And it's time for the technical advice of the week. Now, Prue gives it. She says, use your time wisely and remember that setting and chilling is very important. Okay, that's good advice. Probably couldn't apply that to everything, but it's pretty generic. It's pretty generic. And of course, it's judged blind as usual. So they have to go off to the to go away. And Noel and Matt give a reason for why they're going away. They're going to the safari park so that Paul can be released with the gorillas in the silverback breeding program. The technical this week is a sablé Breton tart with a raspberry confiture, pistachio creme mousseline, and gilded meringue kisses. And chocolate curls. I mean, sounds simple, right? Jürgen says he's heard of this before, this sablé tart or whatever. Chigs looks kind of confused. The pistachio mousseline, yeah, I don't know what that is, but it's kind of like a cream. It's not meant to have sides, so it's just meant to be a thick kind of tart, no sides, and then everything piled on top of it. Now, they do say that the setting and the chilling of the creme mousseline will be very important, but they want the tart to be buttery and light. And Paul kind of says, these French really know what they're doing, don't they? But they are quite annoying. Anyway, so Christelle says it is a short crust pastry, so they're not to overwork the dough. Noel and Jürgen have a weird kind of talking exchange where he's talking to Jürgen and Jürgen's talking to him. They're kind of talking over each other. I couldn't really make out what they're saying. It was kind of funny. It was kind of physical comedy. But Jürgen, maybe he's a little bit thrown because he didn't do too well at the start. Or maybe because he didn't get his handshake in the signature. Now, they're making the meringue now, and Chiggs does the thing where you lift the bowl over your head to make sure it doesn't fall. And Chiggs is looking everywhere for his piping nozzle, and I don't think he finds it. The kisses look good though, like, but some of them kind of have the ridged piping nozzle and some just have the little blobs of kisses, so makes a difference. Giuseppe is explaining what a confiture is. I remembered that from school, from doing French in school, confiture jam, but he says it's more of a rustic jam, there's bits in it. The creme mousseline is like a creme pat with additional butter, I think. That's what Jürgen says. And something, I think Matt, I wrote down here, Matt says something with the handshake. And he says, I don't watch this show, I watch the other side. He's joking about not watching the show. Oh no, I think he was saying that was the first time we had 3 out of 4 getting the handshake. Yeah, probably was the first time of that. But he's saying, was it the first time? I don't know. So Matt, you should have done your research before you start saying stuff like that. And what's the other side that you watch? BBC? Tell me. So their meringues have been in the oven for about 1 hour. God, this is why I don't make meringue. Like, so much. An hour in the oven? Anyway, Chiggs has come out and they're a bit brown. He's not too pleased with that. He would like them a bit more white. Jürgen's are looking good. They're nice and white, but that's probably because Jürgen has the experience. And now I'm getting sad about today's result, but I won't give any spoilers. Giuseppe is doing sides on his tart. Anyway, maybe the others copied Jürgen. See, because this was the editing. You could kind of, they were making it out that Chiggs and Christelle were like looking at what Jürgen was doing and they were copying him, not doing sides on their tart. Could be just editing. So they put in their tart for 25 minutes and then they're making the chocolate curls, a lot of them, and Giuseppe is making his and Noel's there and he's saying, say prayers to the chocolate god. And they keep saying this thing about patisserie standard. This is not patisserie standard. So I have a lot to learn about patisserie. It sounds very professional. I feel like you'd have to study for a long time to learn about patisserie. So I have to figure this out. I have to learn more. Now, they're all arranging them different. They all look different. The way they're doing the strawberries are different. Jürgen's just doing like a big blob going around. But of his creme mousseline, the pistachio, and Christelle is kind of doing piping dots, and Chiggs Musseline is not setting. His gold leaf is shrinking, and I just think everything's too hot. It's not cool enough. So now it's time for the judging. First, they judge Christelle's. They say it looks pretty, but the base is too thin and it's dense on the biscuit. Second is Jürgen. They say his base is too thin. It's a bit overbaked, but it tasted good. Third is Chiggs. They say his Mussolini is not set, his base is soft, and his meringue is not good. Okay, and fourth, they see Giuseppe's. They would have likened it to be more like a dome. They do point out that he's done the traditional flan case. They say the flavour is good, but the sablé is too thin. Now, coming in fourth was Chiggs. Coming in third was Christelle. Coming in second was Giuseppe. And coming in first was Jürgen. They said his is very good. I mean, this makes today's judging even harder. Jürgen comes first. Aye, aye, aye. Chiggs, talking to the camera, says it was his worst bake out of the 26. But he says he's going to give it his best shot tomorrow and he's going to come out swinging. So now it's time for the showstopper. And they have to make a themed banquet display with 12 entremets and an edible centerpiece. So, sounds complicated. Probably is, but let's find out. Also, just a question. When Prue and Paul are talking to camera, why are they wearing jackets and Prue's wearing a full-on scarf and a coat? Now, that is making me think something. Well, you all know I watched The Apprentice. I don't know if anyone else watched The Apprentice UK. Never watched Apprentice USA. Sorry to my American viewers. Never watched it. Just doesn't be on TV over here. If you think I should watch it, let me know. I don't think I could watch Trump, though. After the last few years, I don't know. Different world. So, in the amazing show, which is The Apprentice UK, we have the contestants, and we have Lord Sugar, and we have the sidekicks as well. And why I'm bringing this up is that when someone gets fired in The Apprentice, they come out the door of this building, they get into a cab and they drive off. Now, do you know? I don't know where I learned this. Probably on one of these clip shows of The Apprentice, but all of those are filmed on the same day. They get them all to put a jacket and a scarf on, walk out to the van or walk out to the taxi and drive off. So they just have that ready to go. They don't have to film that on the day. That's already filmed. The bit in the taxi afterwards, maybe they will have to film that, yes, because that's more relevant. But they don't have to film that bit. That's all done. So the jacket helps. It's like in other shows like RuPaul and stuff where they do piece to camera and they're all wearing the same thing in the piece to camera. It's like in Housewives when they're all, well, that's a bit different because they can be wearing different things and it can be cut and sliced. But I'm thinking something going on here with Paul and Prue. They're speaking to camera in the middle of summer. It's meant to be roasting and they're wearing jackets. What's that about? Are they filming all the sample ones on the first day to get them over with? It's like RuPaul when she goes to the camera and she says what the task is going to be this week or whatever. She's wearing the same thing every week. She just filmed them all in one and they're ready to go play. I don't know, guys. Why are they wearing jackets and scarves in summer? They're trying to cover up what they're wearing. I don't know, guys. I'm sorry. This is the kind of stuff we go off thinking about. Time for the showstopper. First of all, Giuseppe's going to make the Leaning Tower of Pisa in Tuscany. And he said he's lived in Pisa for 10 years and he's making the Leaning Tower. Of course, it's the flavours the judges mentioned are very Tuscan, they say. But he hasn't practiced this from start to finish. Second up, we have Jürgen. He's inspired by Shinto temples that he saw in a child's encyclopedia when he was a child. He's making a Torii gate in the sea, which is kind of cool. And my dad has made one of them. He's made a Shinto Torii gate thing for his garden. He's good with the woodwork. Prue says that the matcha can be a little bit too strong sometimes, but he's using the matcha, he's using the raspberry, and he says if you cook the matcha at 80 degrees, it comes milder and the grassy taste goes away. So, fair play to him for figuring that one out. And we see Christelle with loads of passion fruits. just cutting them up. And she says, when you're making entremets, it's just like multitasking till you almost faint. So Christelle's using vanilla and coconut flavors, cremo centers, cremo. I don't know what cremo is, but it sounds French. And she's making it for her sister Chantelle's wedding, which has been postponed. And they talk, her and Noel talk a little bit about her winning a limbo competition. Chiggs is making the apples and Paul farming the tree based on a apple tree in his grandparents' garden. And he says it never, there's something that never works in practice. I think it's the stick cracks in his apple. So he's using a toothpick today. Giuseppe drops his Jacquin sponge. That was a bit scary, but he got it back to going. Chiggs's molds look really cool. He's putting them in the freezer. Some of them are using Rice Krispie. I don't think we saw them cut into them, did we? The centerpieces. I've seen Christelle and who else? Giuseppe were using the Rice Krispie cake kind of idea for their centerpiece. And there's no baking time needed for that. But like, it does take a while to set. Maybe you just put it in the freezer. They can put it in the freezer. I never put them in the freezer. I always put them in the fridge myself. But anyway. So Jürgen is ready to assemble his entremets. Christelle is smoothing down her candle in the hole and getting a great laugh out of Matt for that. Chiggs is happy with the colour of his tree that comes out. Christelle's making a Swiss meringue. Now we see Chiggs' tree crack and I didn't see that in the preview, so I was kind of shocked. Jürgen is using isomalt and he says the engineering begins. And there's something about taxi driver and you talking to me with Chiggs. Chiggs is checking on Jürgen and he says, you good? And Jürgen says, one piece is missing. So he is having to super fast make one piece of his Shinto gate that he didn't get to do. And Christelle says, I've got quite a lot to do in not a lot of time. It kind of reminded me of that TikTok that is coming out. This is a crossover of my two shows, The Apprentice and Great British Bake Off, where the apprentice guy, what's his name? Not Margaret Mountford, but the guy who's also there at Margaret Mountford. Well, you know the sound he makes. I'm now just asking myself in quite a worried way if I haven't made an error. I feel like we're going to get some new quotes from this series. They're so good. But that's the quote from the celebrity GBBO, I think. I don't know if I've watched that one, but I really should. So what have we got now? Giuseppe is putting his Pisa Tower there and the music cuts out and you're kind of watching him put it on with 1 minute left. And I'm nearly dead thinking about this. I'm like, oh my God, it's so scary. But he got it on. He got it on. And when it's done, it's done. And they have to step back from their bakes. And Jürgen cutely says, I just want to say well done to you all. It's very formal. I love it. So it's time for the judging. And we have Jürgen. They say his gait is good. The colour of the green kind of entremets is not appetizing. They say it's interesting. The different layers are good. Well done. They like the raspberry. Yeah. Okay. Doesn't sound bad to me. So I don't know. Anyway, we won't give it away. Second up, we have Giuseppe. They say his looks amazing. The Leaning Tower is leaning even more than usual. It's wonkier than the actual Leaning Tower. They say the outside looks straightforward but of the entremets, but there's beautiful layers inside. The Bavarois is delicious. The pine nuts are not coming true. The texture is spot on, but if it wasn't for that cherry, there would be not really any flavour in it. So third up is Chiggs. They say it looks impressive. The purple is a little off-putting. It should be a bit more red. The biscuit is that they're sitting on, Paul likes that a lot. They say it's exceptional. They say the apple tartness and the bitterness of the chalk is correctly balanced. And Paul compliments him on his journey. He only started baking last year and he's doing so well. Christelle brings up her tropical wedding display. They say it's stunning. It's very weddingy. It could be displayed at a wedding. They say each of the little bits on the side, the entremets, are works of art. And you're waiting around, what's going to happen? And Paul says, Christelle, they are flawless. And I'm thinking, star baker in the making. The passion fruit is there, the mango's there. And she is crying. She's very emotional, taken aback by this. Amazing. She was not expecting this going into this week. So here we go. So they all did really well. And yeah, she's really emotional. And like, again, new music coming through this year. I can hear like this distorted guitar in the background when Christelle's talking about how emotional she's feeling. And yeah, they've all become friends over 2 months, they say. So it must have taken about 2 months to film. Okay. Weird little thing, right? Before they announced the winner and the loser, or whoever's going home. Sorry, not the loser, the person who's going home. Matt says, "You're gonna make this decision. You're gonna. Prediction of who's going home? I don't know. You're gonna make this decision. You're gonna. Okay, I'm reading too much into things tonight. The star baker is Christelle. And she is shocked, especially when you figure out you can't be star baker and go home. Someone else has to go home. And unfortunately, the person going home this week is Jürgen. I'm disappointed, to be fair. He was so good. And he says he feels kind of okay. He kind of saw it coming, although he doesn't think the others did. And they surely didn't, because their reaction said it all. Christelle saying, "Jürgen, you're your most incredible baker." And for me, the most touching thing was Jürgen saying, "I've made friends for life here." Christelle says she's shell-shocked, and she is. She actually seemed, her and Giuseppe, even though he didn't win Star Baker, they both look absolutely shocked that they've made it to the final. So it's absolutely amazing. They've done so well. And I never normally look at Twitter before I record this podcast, but I did, unfortunately. And there is a lot of people not happy that Jürgen is gone. Which just goes to show how amazing he was. But someone had to go, and it was Jürgen. So next week is the final, guys. I can't believe it. Thank you so much for staying with me on this journey. It's been amazing for my first podcast. And I hope you've enjoyed it. And yeah, next week we're going to finish it up. So have a great week, and I'll see you then.